there's an event that's happening on Thursday, June the 5th. It's a drop-in event to learn more about the Storyline. I was going to say the Storyline story, but that's kind of redundant. It's called Storyline. And here to tell us more about it, because I'm stumbling over my words, it's Lisa Brown, the Economic and Urban Development Director for Rock Hill. And good morning to you, Lisa.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Thanks for having me.
Yeah. Lisa, I've heard about this here and there in certain parts of the city that this was happening over the last couple of years. So when I got the information, like, this is really now happening. So this has been a project that's been in the works for some time. And so walk us through first what Storyline is, and then we'll get to the nuts and bolts about what's happening later this week.
Sure. So the Storyline, this was an idea that a former city manager, Joe Lanford, had come up with years ago of a way to create more of a walkable or bike-friendly pedestrian connection between Winthrop University and Fountain Park. So if you think about a lot of the large cities like New York, there's the High Line, the Low Country Low Line they're working on in Charleston, the Beltline in Atlanta, Miami has one. So it's a really common kind of way to connect folks. Of course, there's an economic development argument for this whole thing, but it's really about getting people to walk. And I think most of us, if you've been in Rock Hill a short time or a long time, like very few people have actually walked from Winthrop University to Fountain Park. Mm-hmm. But shockingly, it's 1.2 miles.
Mm.
Like it's not that far.
Yeah.
But, you know, we're just trying to figure out how we can help build more of the connections for people to get from point A to point B, stop along the way, enter some of our restaurants and our retail shops, and really to help tell the story of Rock Hill's culture, who we are as people, where we've been, and kind of foreshadow what the future is going to look like if we're grounded in our kind of local values. Mm.
That right. area you're talking about, Lisa, that's underneath the Knowledge Park umbrella, and that has always been the goal of Knowledge Park, right? To connect parts of Winthrop to the downtown area. So this is another step to do so. With the vision right now, what does this look like? How do people follow along through an app? Are there road signs? Is there a place where people walk, stop, and read, and then move on? How does the logistics of this, what does that look like?
Great question. And the wonderful thing about where we're at in the process is that's still kind of to be determined. So we've brought in a consultant group that's helped us do three different visioning sessions. So we've met one group was internal, so largely City of Rock Hill folks, to think about the logistics from, you know, water and sewer lines, where are those things located, sidewalks and existing connections. So we've had an internal group. We've had kind of a leadership group of folks that have been involved in the Knowledge Park process for years. And then the third group was just kind of businesses that are along the Storyline or located in downtown, because, again, they're a big part of how this is going to be successful in the future. So what are the important pieces? So we kind of have a general idea of Fountain Park down Main Street that would then go over the pedestrian bridge, down White Street, cut through the University Center, so in front of the Thread, through the hallway, down past the Bleachery Heritage Project, right through the middle of University Center to the southwest gateway of Winthrop University.
So it will be more along the lines of Oakland, not so much Charlotte Avenue? Like, how are you getting from Winthrop to downtown? Like, would that take in that Oakland Avenue kind of route?
It would be more through University Center, so in front of the Sports and Events Center, and then back down. And of course, I think we've recognized there's going to be a lot of offshoots. So though we may have this, what we call the spine, which is between Fountain Park and Winthrop. I mean, if you think about a lot of the other examples of, you know, how do we connect over to Glen Cairn Garden, for example, or how do we connect to the south side? There's an effort for a music trail along Crawford Road. So how do we have this Storyline kind of have little offshoots out to that music trail or out to the new regional park that will be off of Wilson Street? So making sure that we're building in as much connectivity as possible, because if you think about really successful places where people are walking and biking, it's because you have all these different paths you can go and there's different things to see. And so much of this process that we're really going to kick off on Thursday publicly is, what are those things that the community wants to see? What makes it interesting? And how do we continue to have, whether you live here and you're, you know, a long-term resident, whether you just got here recently, or whether you're a visitor and you're just here watching your kids play volleyball for the weekend, what is it that makes this interesting and makes you want to come back and revisit the Storyline over and over again?
Wanted to ask, what is the ultimate goal of Storyline in your vision?
So I'm just one member of the team, but I think if you ask, this is really about helping reinforce our community values, who we are as a community, telling those stories, and making this to where, you know, we are building parking decks all over the place. And I think in my mind, I would love for this to be a success when somebody parks their car and they don't get back in it, because there's so many things, and it's convenient and it's easy for people to get around and just kind of meander, because I think that's just so much of the spirit of downtown Rock Hill, especially. There's just so much to see and so much to do if you just pause and just wander about.
We're speaking with Lisa Brown. She's the Rock Hill Economic and Urban Development Director. We're learning more about Storyline, as Lisa just described to us. This is a 1.2-mile urban trail that will start or span from Fountain Park to Winthrop University or vice versa, depending on when and where you start your walking trail. It's going to highlight the stories that help connect those parts of the city, but also tell the history of our city. So, Lisa, walk us through what's happening on Thursday, June the 5th.
Great. So it's going to be a drop-in event from 4:30 to 6:30 at the Gathering Space. So this is on the backside of counter. And I think we were really intentional in the location, because this is along the storyline. Mm-hmm. But one of the best early examples of kind of the things that we're thinking about is the Freedom Walkway. So right beside the Gathering Space, you know, you have this really interesting mix of old murals. So you can see the old Coca-Cola sign painted there. But then you have all of these ties to our culture, right? So you see the spider lilies, for example, are painted on the walls. And you see the nine bars or the nine stools for the free, you know, for the Friendship Nine. So you have all these different components of the history of our community, talking about the fight for civil rights, essentially, in this alleyway. So we really love that it's a nice early example of one of these kind of civic spaces that you'll see along the storyline. What those examples and what those different areas look like along the storyline are still to be determined. So our hope is people will drop in anytime between 4:30 and 6:30. We're planning on having five different stations where you'll essentially spend about 5 or 6 minutes at each station. And at each of those, we'll take a ton of information. So one will specifically be about stories. So tell us about any stories. You know, we see it through the Freedom Walkway process every year. Mm-hmm. Tell us about people that have fought for freedom. So, you know, those are great examples, but there's tons of other stories that we're just not aware of or haven't included in. So one station will be about that. One will be about kind of hopes, dreams, and wishes for engaging spaces. So I think, you know, anytime you visit, as we were talking about earlier, when you go different places, there's always something unique about where you're at. So, for example, I was in New York at the High Line, and they had like essentially this. It was like a piano almost, where kids could jump on these little pieces and it would make like piano noises. So what is it about that that makes it interactive? If you're in Charlotte at 7th Street Station, you know, kids can touch these little light up things and, you know, the lights go and they make different noises. So what is it about those interactive components that people want to see on our storyline? A different area will be more on the walkability side, because I think, you know, changing people's behaviors and habits of I don't need to get in my car to go between University Center and downtown Rock Hill. What is it that we could do to make it a little bit more easy for people to just get up and walk? So we'll have kind of different stations for people to go through so they can kind of give different points of input, so we can kind of help build out what kind of the framework of the storyline will look like.
Are you also looking for ways to engage, I guess, all ages? Like, you want your kids to be able to be involved in the storyline, but then, you know, you also want it for adults. So are you looking for that kind of information?
Absolutely. That's one of the big design drivers. So with our consultant, we've got, you know, kind of our roadmap of where we're going, and that is a critical piece of it to make sure that there's something for everybody. So if you're a mom with a stroller, that's a very different experience than a retiree or somebody that's visiting. And I think we've also wanted to have a little bit of an interest that it's a very different experience at night than it is during the day. So, you know, if you think about Fountain Park or even our water tower, like, there's a really interesting component of lighting and how you use lighting to tell our community story. So, you know, if the Bearcats win, you know, some state championship, like, we're going to light up the tower because it's important that we're showing our community pride. So I think that experience daytime and nighttime is, of course, part of it. So something for everybody, as well as kind of those different options.
Yeah,
this is really cool and pretty interesting. Again, to your point, this sounds like it's right up everyone's alley. If you're from here, great to consistently learn the history of your community. If you've got family coming in, what do you do with them after you've taken them out to eat? Let's walk the trail here, and you can see how the landmarks in our community. I mean, it just gives people a reason to get out. Reason to get out and walk. And then when they're walking, they're always going to stop and get something to eat, whether it's food or ice cream or anything along those lines. And the interactive part, as a kid at heart, I love that. I mean, yeah. I can remember we went to downtown Greenville, which I know a lot of cities do study downtown Greenville. And they have like a wall. It looked like a dead wall. It's like you really couldn't do anything with it. But they put like a train mural behind it. And it's just like a splash park. And kids run up and down. And the water represents the different cars on the train. Yeah. And I remember our daughter, we didn't know about it. So we just stripped her down. She was a little, to like a, her, you know, her underwear, her diaper. And she just ran up and down it. But it was that kind of memory still sticks out. And that was like 7-8 years ago.
And what else is cool is that, you know, you want to be able to, everyone's proud to live here. And so you want to be able to help show people, but it's giving you that storyline. You can become the narrator and it kind of just, you're able to guide them through what is, you know, what makes Rock Hill so great. So I think it's a win-win for everybody. It's awesome.
And I think, you know, to your point, you know, the whole, you know, one of the big design drivers is everybody that we've talked to, they want those surprises where it's just you turn a corner and you're like, oh, I didn't know this was, what is this? And so I think part of what you'll see with Storyline, it's not like, you know, we've got a big pot of money and we're just going to build this all out. No, it's going to take time for us to figure out, you know, ways to pay for this. So it will be done in phases. But more so than that, it's going to have to be ever evolving. And so, you know, we've had with the hopes, dreams and wishes, we've had a lot of really random ideas come up so far in the visioning sessions to really say, like, I would love for, you know, one day I turn around and, you know, what used to just be an empty alley, like there's a flash mob in there.
That's left
field. Cool. But provides something where there's that surprise to where, you know, it's been over 10 years or however long. And you're like, I have this vivid memory of something and it's so entwined with the way that I think about Rock Hill. Mm-hmm. I think that's really part of what we're looking for in our feedback session on Thursday.
That's great.
Well, come on out Thursday, June the 5th, 4:30 to 6:30 at the Gathering Space. It's located right there behind counter. You have great ideas. We know you have great ideas because you share it on social media. So give it to the folks that really can do something with your opinions and ideas. And again, there's no such thing as a bad idea. Let them know and they can take that information and hopefully it might be part of Storyline. Lisa, great catching up with you.
Yes, good
and
to
again,
see
kudos to this project. We can't wait to see it unfold.
Awesome. Thanks.